Today on the WISE 50 Over 50 Awards 2018 Atlantic Canada edition, the tables are turned as awards founder Wendy Mayhew interviews me about my experiences creating a business at the age of 58 and the journey I took to get there. I am Michael Boyd of Podcast Atlantic, and I hope you find the information on this episode valuable.
I'm doing something a little bit different here. I'm interviewing Michael Boyd, who has been gracious enough to interview winners from Atlantic Canada of the 50 Over 50 Awards. And Michael really wasn't going to interview himself, so I decided to do it for him. So, hi, how are you?
I'm great, and that makes so much sense. It makes so much sense that you should do that, because I've tried talking to myself, and people just look at me strangely.
I think a lot of us talk to ourselves. So, again, thank you ever so much for being part of the 50 Over 50 Awards and doing these podcasts of the Atlantic winners. I greatly appreciate it, and I can't wait to listen to them all.
Oh, well, I know that everybody out there will enjoy them, so please download and subscribe.
All right. And we'll have links to that, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell me. Give me a little bit of your history before you became a business owner. What were you doing?
Straight from the get-go, I've always been a creative person. And I love television. I love television way too much, people will tell you. My wife will tell you that for sure, that I like to, like watching television a lot. So as a kid, I watched television, and I gravitated towards, finding out how things worked in the television world. So it seemed obvious for me to kind of go into that world. So I went to school. I actually came to Ontario to go to school in London, Ontario, Fanshawe College, which is a very good technical college, especially for television broadcasting. And I took my TV broadcasting courses, and came home, and certainly I remember panicking a little bit, thinking, well, I'm never going to find a job, and that took about 3 months, and after that I found work with the company that I would spend the next 27 or 28 years with, which was at the time,
wow,
they were it was Halifax Cable at the time, so it was one of the larger cable companies in the Maritimes, but strictly just for Halifax. And then later on, it became Eastlink when they acquired other cable companies in the region and now across Canada. So they're a national group. So for many, many years, I had many different titles. I was mostly, though, a producer. So my job was to help individuals and organizations tell their stories. So somebody would come to the community channel, and I'm sure many of our listeners, especially if you're Canadian or if you're in the U.S., it would be community access. But they know that you can go to these places with an idea for a television show or a series, and the community channel will help you do that. So I was lucky enough to do that, and had a blast for the whole time I was there. Eventually, I became a manager, which seemed to be the path that I had chosen, so I helped manage the master control, which it plays back all the shows for the region. So that was a great time. But in 2010, there was some time for some changes. I left the company and was maybe just kind of feeling a little disorganized and burnt out, which I think happens to everybody. You can't worry about what people will think when they say you were burned out. It happens to the best, especially when you dedicate your whole life to something like that. So I left and kind of looked around for other opportunities in the TV and film business in Nova Scotia, but it was very difficult. And when I left, I just turned 50, or just about to turn 50, and it was difficult to find a position in TV or film, because they just didn't have time for an older person, which, you know, I'm sure that many people out there my age or older can sympathize with. It was just awful. So I ended up kind of, you know, working at jobs here or there. For 5 years, I worked for a major office supply company out of the United States, and was an account manager. So I worked in a call center, which, you know, for some people it's a bad word, but for other people, hey, it's good work, and it does help you build your customer service skills.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely, yeah, which helped me a lot when I decided to start the company. But, yeah, so I just kind of kicked around, and you know, having spent, you know, 28 years in one place, it does give you pause when you lose that job or when you walk away from it, because it's your identity. You know, I could always tell people that I was a TV producer, and I was very proud to say that. And people were always interested. It's one of those jobs, you know, that people go, oh, you know, tell me about what you do, because TV producer sounds so glamorous, and it can be at times. Sometimes it can be boring, but
I know, but it does. I love this whole production thing, and you know, it fascinates me. A few years ago, I did a video show that it was for young entrepreneurs, and it was professionally produced, and there was only two or three people working on this thing, and I did it on my own, and with this, you know, company that I had found here in Ottawa. I was fascinated with it all, but it was just like a real big production. And what goes into it, people, I don't think, realize how much work goes into doing something like this. But I've always been intrigued by that.
Yes.
But the one thing that I find interesting is, so you stayed with the same company for 27 years. The longest I've ever stayed with a company when I worked for someone else was 3.5 years.
Yes, that I do know quite a few people who have done that as well. But I just loved what I was doing.
And that makes a real difference, right? Mm-hmm. It does. But I'm sorry to hear, but I hear this all the time, that, you know, you are having a hard time finding work because of your age, and it's really a problem that we're having. And fortunately, some people are starting to, well, you have in Atlantic Canada, Boomers Work, or I think it's called Boomers Plus now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have expanded to Ontario to help people over the age of 50 find work. And I think that's, we need so many more of those organizations. So, but let's move on now. So, okay, so you were working, you had found some work, but then obviously you've had a little bug saying, hey, I want to start my own business.
Yes, well, that occurred. I had decided that 5 years with the office supply company was enough, and that so by then, you know, I was in my mid 50s or mid to, you know, heading towards 60, and I thought, okay, well, what should I do? Should I just retire? Maybe I should just retire and just find a part time job or whatever, or just. I needed to kind of clear my head to not have to worry about customer service problems or whether or not an order got sent out wrong or whatever. So I just needed to clear my head. So I ended up picking up a job as a auto parts delivery driver. And it seemed strange. People said, really? What? You know, I mean, okay, this, the office supply company was, people could kind of understand that, especially having difficulty. But, you know, the driving thing, they were surprised. I said, no, I think it'll help me clear my head. And it did. I mean, what that offered was solitude for me to think and to actually decide what I wanted to do next. I hadn't even thought about podcasts until I started doing this job. Until that job, I'd only ever listened to one podcast And that was a local podcast that a friend was doing. And so I liked to listen to it because I, you know, he would talk about stuff that I knew about, and he'd mention my name every now and then. I'd get excited. But if you're driving around, you have a lot of time to yourself, and you can only listen to music so long. So I decided, well, I'm going to download some podcasts, and I started listening to some podcasts people are very familiar with, from the States, done by celebrities and stuff, and some other interesting scientific podcasts on how things are made or how things came about. But then I thought, what else is like my friend's podcast has since dropped off, had dropped off. He had stopped producing it. And I said, well, there must be other local podcasts. So I started looking for them, and I couldn't find them for the life of me. It took a lot of work to be able to find a podcast, because the way podcasts work is that, you're listed by your title, and they don't tell you what region the podcast is produced in. Unless the title has Nova Scotia or Atlantic Canada or Newfoundland in the title, you're not going to find it. So I made it my mission to just kind of do some hard research and really dig. And so slowly and surely I started finding a couple of podcasts, and I thought, well, I can't be the only one who gets frustrated by this. So I thought, what if there was a place to go where all these podcasts were listed? And I said, okay, well, that's good, but how am I going to make money off of that? I don't think people are going to pay for that. But it was something that I was really interested in. That's where the idea came from. I thought, okay, I'm going to start this directory of Atlantic Canadian produced podcasts, and it makes sense for me to go into the podcasting business myself. I have the broadcasting media experience, and it would be pretty well the same thing that I was doing at East Link, where I would help individuals tell their stories. And I'm a big fan of storytellers, so that's what I did. So 9 months after I started driving, I stopped driving. And got lucky enough to get enrolled in the SEED program here in Nova Scotia. There was a 40-week course. I got a little stipend to kind of help pay my bills. And I was able to concentrate on starting Podcast Atlantic, which, funnily enough, started out as the Nova Scotia Podcast Network. That's what it was, and then I was convinced by my peers and the people at SEED that I should think bigger. They wanted me to go Canada-wide, but I said, I don't think I'm that ambitious that I want to do a Canadian-wide company, because I think that would have just added too much stress. But Atlantic Canada seemed like the way to go. So Podcast Atlantic was born in 2018, January the 2nd, officially registered the name of the company, and just started collecting podcasts to start with. And because I was still at SEED there, I was probably only 10 weeks into the program, so I had 30 weeks to go. So I was still learning things about business, and I wanted to take my time. I really did, because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not a businessman. I had no interest in business. Matter of fact, I hated the business side of things, because you're always accountable for something or another that you may or may not have any control over. So I kind of took my time and figured out things, and so by February of 2018, my website was launched, and it was launched with three podcasts listed in the directory. And I remember one of them was Sick Boy, which is a fairly famous podcast in Canada, and a couple other business podcasts. And so I started with that, and slowly and surely I found other people to come on board and bring their podcasts on board. I met more podcasters. And actually, last night at 8 o'clock p.m. Nova Scotia or Atlantic time, I'm proud to announce that I added the number 150th podcast to the list.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, so, podcasting is alive and well here in Atlantic, Canada. And I know I'm just still scratching the surface. When I was... when I was in class or doing things with Dalhousie, I was also a part of an accelerator at Dalhousie called Dal Launch, and I would have to pitch my company to people. That's what we would do for that program, is learn how to pitch the company and whatever. And people would always ask me, well, how many podcasts do you think? I said, well, I think we'll probably, settle out around, 100. And I got to 100 last summer, a year ago. So it was like, okay, now it's going to slow down. It'll probably take me 2 years to maybe get to 150. Now here we are this summer at 150. So I'm not going to predict how many podcasts are going to be out there, but I do know that more and more people are creating podcasts every day.
So basically, Podcast Atlantic is a directory of podcasts that are done from all across Atlantic Canada. But you do podcasts yourself, don't you?
I do, yes.
Okay, and so do you have a specific topic on your podcast?
My podcasts that I produce are not hosted by me. This is the first podcast that is hosted by me where you will hear my voice, and it may be the last one. Who knows? But because I'm always been a behind the scenes person. I've always wanted to be supportive and help other people do it. So now the directory itself is a helpful tool for people who are interested in podcasting and whatever, and to find out what kind of podcasts are available locally, and maybe they'll find something interesting about their region. But I never believed that would be able to make money directly, because it's very difficult to show how a podcast could benefit from me promoting it. But at the same time, I know it does. It's just right now the metrics aren't quite in place for something that I'm doing. Now, certainly if you have a podcast, and once it's up on iTunes or any Android podcast platform, you can find out how well that podcast is doing. But you really can't tell, okay, you got all these numbers because Mike Boyd's Podcast Atlantic sent them to you. Someday I hope that we'll be able to do that, but right now the technology just doesn't allow for that. But I'm sure it will. So of course, being my age, I also knew that that I had a retirement income that was coming my way after 27 years with a wonderful company like Eastlink, and so I had a little breathing room, and maybe it, and people would look at me and go, it sounds like this is just a hobby. I said, well, maybe it is, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but we'll see. I just know that I wasn't going to leap out of the window without knowing what was below me. So I said, well, for now, there's no charge to be on the directory, and I will promote you every day. Every day I go on, and I will promote whatever new episodes are released from whatever podcast that I have listed, and that's greatly appreciated. And so what I found is that, early on it was slow. The attention I was getting was slow and small, but now I'm getting more and more feedback about what I've been doing, and people are happy to know that I'm promoting people and their stories and helping them with their podcasts, because 80% of the podcasts on Podcast Atlantic and out there are really just kind of special projects for the individual or individuals that have created them. They don't expect to make a lot of money from them, so that's that's fine. Storytelling is my thing. I want to be able to let as many people out there know about whatever stories are to be told. But I did need, I did need to kind of justify going into a business program. And so that's where producing podcasts come from. So I've offered my services to companies and individuals who did not want to take on the burden of having to figure out the technology behind creating a podcast, and the time to actually produce it and to record it and edit it. So with that in mind, I slowly started accumulating clients. So as of today, I have six clients whose podcasts I do, and that may not seem a lot to some people, but when they're doing them weekly or biweekly, and you've got six people on there, that can add up. And I am by myself, and that's, you know, that's my intent, is to stay by myself, because I want to be able to have complete control over how these things turn out.
And I as you know, I do some podcasting myself a little bit, and I know the amount of time that it takes to do the recording, to do the editing, and editing is you have to be meticulous with it, and it takes patience and time.
Absolutely, yes. Editing usually take up to 10 times as long as it took you to record it,
yeah.
Maybe even more. There's certainly different types of podcasts. This podcast that we're producing here today is strictly a conversational podcast. So you and I are talking. We've had a couple of interruptions, a phone ring or a cough here and there, and those won't be heard because – I will edit those out. That's really not that hard to do. But if we're going to say we want to do something more in depth, like a serial, everybody's heard of Serial, the podcast, not what you eat, but basically the podcast that deals with a different mystery or murder each season, and they do basically a documentary style of podcasts. So there's a lot of interview clips and research that you have to do, and music to add, and sound effects, and whatever. And those can take weeks and weeks to edit. Now, I'm not producing any of those as of yet, and I don't have any intention to at this time, because it wouldn't make financial sense for me to do that. Because I would be working just on one podcast. So right now I'm happy to do the branded podcasts with the companies that I deal with. I have a medical company that I do a podcast for. I have an agricultural company that I do a podcast for, and I have a marketing company that I do a podcast for.
Wow.
I keep as busy as I want to be. As I say, I'm about to turn 60, and while I don't want to stop, I do want to be able to smell the roses.
Yeah.
As long as I'm in charge of my destiny, then I can do what I love, which is telling people stories, and then if I want to, I can take Friday off and take my wife away for the weekend.
Nice, and I think that's what many of us want to do and do. I know that I work very hard, but I also like to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is important that we do that. I mean, not only we have a lot of energy and we have a lot of passion, but we also sometimes just need some downtime, just like everybody else, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So next, I want to ask you about. So I understand that Seed sent you the information on the 50 over 50 awards last year.
Yes.
When you saw that, what did you think?
Well, first of all, I thought, oh yeah, I'm over 50.
Reality check.
Yeah, I'm not in my 20s anymore. And I thought, oh yeah, okay, all right, yes. Well, of course I'm over 50. I get my my discount at Lawton's Drugs just like everybody else.
Yeah. So.
And so I thought it was a wonderful idea. I looked at it and I thought, well, yeah, why wouldn't I do this? And then I spoke to the Seed people, and they said, yeah, they sent it out to any of us who were of age. I think there were a few of us who might have been of that age, and I know that a couple of us had applied. So it was great. So I found the application form and filled it out, and it wasn't difficult to fill out. It was pretty easy. So if you're thinking about it, don't shy away, because you might think the process is difficult, because it's not. So it was just a really cool thing. And so I filled it out, and then I would get an email from you every now and then with a status of, okay, you know, we're just letting you know that we're getting ready for the judging, and, you know, soon we'll be announcing it. And then that day came in September when you, I believe you gave me a call.
Yes. Or,
you might have said, you might have done both. Anyway, it was like very exciting.
Good.
I couldn't get over it because it was, it's a national award. And yes, it was, you know, it's second year, but you know, you're dealing with you know, millions of seniors out there who may have started a business. I'm not sure if they what the real numbers are, but you know, I know that there was a lot of competition out there. But I also know that, you know, I had a decent shot because of my community involvement, because I wanted to help people, because, you know, I do have podcasts that I don't charge for, because it's a, you know, an organization or a cause that I believe in. And so I, you know, I'll help them out, because that's how I grew up in the broadcast world. You know, if I had come out of school and gone to CTV or even CBC, yeah, I think I would have been a different person, because you would always be working for, you know, on a budget or whatever. But with the community channel, it offered this unique situation where we didn't have to worry about budget. We, you know, we had the equipment that we had. We knew what our limitations were, but we, you know, if you're creative, you can, you know, make a good show. So that's what I loved to do, is to be able to help people out, not have to worry about, you know, whether or not I'm over budget or not.
Has being an award winner affected your business at all?
I believe it has, yes. I mean, have people said, I see that you won an award, I want you to do, you do business with us. No one said that. But I know that as soon as we were able to announce it, which I believe was in October of last year,
yeah.
And I was able to put it on my website, and also I was still involved with the Dell Accelerator, Business Accelerator. I was actually involved in another one last fall, and when I was pitching, I was able to put the logo up on screen, and all of a sudden I noticed, you know, people turning their heads more, and kind of, it was, you know, I felt like I kind of had validation that, yeah, my idea was a good one, and that, you know, people are paying attention, and, you know, so should you. So people started asking more and more questions about podcasting. And I don't think it's a coincidence at all that this happened when the awards came on, because, you know, people were eager to work with me all of a sudden.
That's very nice to hear, because I never really know. I mean, people, yes, okay, they do send me, some of the winners do send me, you know, hey, I have heard this, I've had this article done on me, you know, people are talking about me. And as long as these awards are making a difference and getting it out there that people over the age of 50, hey, we aren't dead.
No.
we're wanting to do all kinds of great things, right?
Yeah.
And if it's making even, you know, a little bit of a difference, that's great. So that's great. I'm glad that it gave you some validation. So anything else you want to add before we close out this?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to contribute to the awards by doing this podcast. And I want to encourage everybody to listen to all of the episodes, because there's some wonderful people who have some great ideas, and they might inspire you, whether you're 50 or 20, you know, get out there and, you know, if you want to, you've got an idea, start your business. I mean, the economy needs you to do this, so let's all get out there and do our best to help each other out. And, of course, if anybody, you know, wants to reach out to any of us, and with any questions, I know that everybody I've talked to have been very open to answering any questions that people might have.
So I've created, you know, these groups. So I have a LinkedIn group and I have a Facebook group, and it's just for that, so that the winners can all get together and help each other, learn from each other, And it's just, I mean, this year there will be 150 of you out there that are wanting to help each other, right?
Absolutely.
So it's been, yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you ever so much, Michael. I really appreciate you being part of the 50 Over 50 Awards and, of course, for doing these podcasts.
I look forward to finding out who the 2019 winners are. And I hope that I can make it to Ottawa to cheer them on.
I know. I hope you can, too. And I will, you know, still starting to put all things together, but I will have some good times. I know. Well, we better. thank you.
Thank you for listening. The WISE 50 Over 50 Awards 2018 Atlantic Canada Edition are a production of Podcast Atlantic. Links pertaining to today's show can be found with the show notes. You can find this podcast most anywhere you get your podcasts, including iTunes. Don't forget to rate and review. The program series was produced by Wendy Mayhew and Michael Boyd. Theme music provided by Dan Doriron. Nominations for the 2019 WISE 50 Over 50 Awards close July 31st, 2019. So if you want to nominate a new entrepreneur over the age of 50, please go to www.50over50awards.ca and click on the link to apply or nominate. Thank you for listening.